Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. 11 weeks after the cargo ship crash that caused the Baltimore Highway Bridge collapse, the Harbor Shipping Channel is fully reopened, says the Army Corps of Engineers. This after they removed the last big piece of the broken span this past weekend, says Colonel S.D. Pinchason.
We pulled out a full span of what used to be 695. That's four lanes of traffic of width of a piece of wreckage that came up.
Dropping another 9 cents over the past week, the average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline in the U.S., says the Energy Department, to $3.42. Donald Trump today had his mandatory pre-sentencing interview with New York probation officers in the federal hush money case. The federal judge overseeing Mr. Trump's classified documents case has just denied one of a series of Trump lawyer motions to dismiss many of the counts against him. Hunter Biden's federal gun trial jury deliberations continue tomorrow. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in King County, Washington, charging Aaron Brown Myers with two felony counts of second-degree murder and second-degree assault for allegedly shooting a teen he thought was holding a gun outside a sporting goods store.
The group of teenagers was walking into a Big Five sporting goods store last week, one carrying an airsoft gun. The teen saying they were exchanging the malfunctioning airsoft gun at that store. A 51-year-old off-duty security guard waiting to pick up his son, who had no jurisdiction over that strip mall, shot and killed the teen carrying the airsoft gun. Renton police saying,
and he took it upon himself to confront them.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Myers is currently being held on $2 million bail. Activist shareholder Elliott Investment Management's taken nearly $2 billion stake in Southwest Airlines. It says the carrier is failing to keep up with other airlines and suffers from outdated technology and operations. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for two shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of three shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter-than-average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30 to 40% chance of above-average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee coming off a 10-2 loss yesterday to the Tigers, but they won the weekend series in Detroit 2-1. Pat Murphy on struggling against the Tigers lefty Tarek Skubal.
Credit to them. They played great defense today, and they got timely hits, and, you know, that kid on the mound. It's really good.
In golf, Ernie Els shot a 12-under to win the AmFam Championship in Madison. Racing, IndyCar driver Will Powell gets his first win in 2 years at the Grand Prix at Road America Elkhart Lake. NFL, Packers beginning mandatory minicamp in Green Bay. Are they close to getting Jordan Love a new contract?
Yeah, we're in those conversations right now, and we'd like to get this done before training camp for sure. We're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. Showers and thunderstorms around tomorrow morning and midday, mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high in the mid-70s. Mid-80s Wednesday, more storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening when some of the storms could be strong. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
The jury is out in the Hunter Biden trial as the weaponized Department of Justice seeks retribution against Joe Biden's son. Doesn't make sense. I know. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK. Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
One, two, three, four. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, everyone, to the show that is called Nightlight, broadcasting live tonight from beautiful downtown Madison, just above State Street. So much fun whenever we get to do the show from Madison. Great to be here. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. Hope you had a great day, and I hope you're ready for some chill talk about movies and TV, and got a really fun show for you guys tonight. My old pal Terry Bell, the Civic Media News Director extraordinaire, is here. He's so much fun when he's on the show. We get to talk about really cool stuff. He's here at 7:35. We'll talk about the oldest movie theater in the world and some scary movies. One that's a bit campy that was filmed here in Wisconsin decades ago. Fun film talk with Terry coming up at 7:35. And then in the second hour, we have an up-and-coming singer-songwriter named Katie Scullin who will be here about 8:20. She's just great, and she's in studio going to perform for us. And she's going to bring her guitar, and it's going to be a lot of fun here in the Civic Media Studios. So, Conrad, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
What's happening up in Green Bay? What am I missing?
It's beautiful up here right now. You know, it's a little cold, or I should say windy, but yeah, it just looks beautiful outside right now.
Did you think I asked you for a 5-day forecast? Or what, like,
I thought that's what you wanted.
Like, what's happening in the studio? What am I missing the fun or what? What do you got going on there, buddy?
Oh, well, Mino just passed the studio, actually. He was looking in.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I mean,
I love when John stops by. It's fun. I love when John comes back from the bars and stops by on his way home and then stops in, and you kind of get like a nice little buzz from his breath. That's always fun. John loves a party. Who are you looking at? Is he right there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Put him on.
Yeah, he's going to come in the studio here quick.
All right. He's going to prove to me. He's going to show me his acting certificate.
You
want to
talk quick?
Again.
Yeah. Is he live on the air?
Yeah, he's in Madison right now.
Oh.
We're live, Pete, on the air, John, but don't let that stop you. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I actually hit this, I think. Oh, I hit a button, Pete. I'm sorry.
That's why you're on the other side of the glass, typically. How you doing?
No, I want to tell you something.
Yeah, tell me, buddy. Okay. I believe you were an actor. I believe you were in a movie. You don't have to keep
it's
pleading
not that.
That case.
It's not that. It's not that.
Okay,
it's not
good. Right.
So I'm Later. Doing some stuff for NBC 26. You know, I do the high school football games, and we're doing some sports commentary and different things like that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, so they wanted me to shoot one because they're going to be doing a bunch of trade-outs with us for things, okay?
Nice.
So they wanted to shoot my first episode here in the studio today with the logo behind it. And the photographer, who's a really great, great friend of mine for 20 years, he goes, "Do you know Pete Schwabba?" I go, I'm sitting in his chair right now. He goes, "He's married to my cousin."
He's married. Oh, is it Eric
yes.
O'Neill?
Yes.
Oh, love Eric.
Isn't he the greatest?
He's fantastic.
He is the absolute greatest.
I don't like him personally, but blood related.
Nobody does, but for a relative.
No, I love Eric. He's
one of the greatest people I've ever worked with in the business, maybe the most fun person ever. Yeah. But it was just funny. I said, yeah, I'm sitting in Pete's chair right now. So
that's so fun. Here's a weird story, John, since I got, Ed the Diver. He's been on your show, right? All right. So
this morning, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, funny. That my sister was out on a boat this weekend and dropped her phone in the harbor in Menominee. So it goes all the way to the bottom, 10, 12 feet deep, whatever it is. And my mom told me yesterday, some diver went in and got her phone, and it still works, and it was Ed.
It was Ed. How do those phones still work after that happens?
No idea.
Isn't that crazy?
Some crazy iPhone, sat phone. I don't know what is going on there, but it...
He finds some
really
cool stuff, though.
He does, and it's cool that you're doing the football stuff in the high school. I still have all of my high school eligibility, John. So if there's a team that need to pick someone up,
I'm going
to
get back. I'm going to get. Can you write that down for me, Conroy? write that down, a reminder
Conroy
for
with
me.
A K.
Yeah, write that down there for me. Yeah, exactly. How you doing, buddy? Heard you're killing it here.
I run a 7.940. So
that's not that bad,
I'm
really.
Not a lot to look at
for
but,
for having an artificial leg.
I'm doing very well. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. We got to hook up
your
some more.
Your show sounds great.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know.
We're having fun.
We absolutely do. Why don't you come in this week, Wednesday or something? We'll talk on the air.
Well, I think I'm going to the farmer's market that night right downtown here to get some fried cheese curds. Maybe I'll bring you back some.
That'll work.
All right. Let's plan
That's
on that.
Better than the I'm washing my hair excuse you used to use with me, so I appreciate that.
No, it was I'm dyeing my hair. Dying my hair, excuse me.
Either way, it's right. Hair-related.
Great talking to you, Pete.
You too, buddy.
Take care,
this
brother.
John Mino, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun to get a pop-in from John Mino, and he's always got an interesting thing to say. That's pretty cool about Eric O'Neill. So, Eric, take care of John. Make him look good. You can't make him look bad because he's just he's that cool of a guy, but do your best. So you kind of got ambushed there, Conrad. You were telling us about the weather.
Well, I think he was more entertaining than me.
Yeah, he is a roller coaster, man. That's so much fun. Hey, I want to tell you guys, where are we? I got a new clock here. Okay, there we go. About the Wisconsin, the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We got a ton of texts last week on this, didn't we, Conrad? Like, totally.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to pull movie stuff out of people, and they couldn't get enough of the contest, which is fantastic. It's there's a winner every hour, one winner per day, and then there are grand prizes. And check these out, folks. Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including, Conrad, if you please.
Well, you got the sheet in front of you. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you forgot about the pontoon boat.
Oh, that,
you were going to tear it up out
sorry,
of the water.
Sorry, it was a long weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. Conrad wants to tube behind a pontoon boat.
Oh, yeah.
Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And honestly, I would take any of those. So, folks, text in right now if you would. Tonight's keyword is Conrad, drum roll, please. Can you give us a drum roll?
Can you hear that?
All right, that'll do. Sure. Garden is tonight's keyword. Garden. So, head to the phone, head to the app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, folks, you got to get the Civic Media app. It's so cool. Do you need the app to text in on this? Or is it, can you just use your regular phone?
You can just use your regular phone, yeah.
Okay.
Well, much
That's
easier
great.
On the app, though.
Much easier on the app. However you do it, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, check it out. It is so easy to use. Nightlight is on statewide, so all you have to do is click on the little text icon, and you can let us know whatever you're thinking throughout the show. I love hearing from you guys and making this a collaborative effort. So garden is tonight's keyword. And then, folks, when you get a confirmation text back, there's a link there. There's more information. You can click on that and have more chances to win. So I highly encourage you guys to do that. It's a great way to position yourself to win even more riches, compliments of Civic Media Scani Summer. That is pretty cool. Okay, so, Conrad, what did you we cannot get away from the film Cars.
We cannot.
That? This is – like the third night in a row, last week it came up. It was on both of our best kids film lists. And then Emerson was in Friday night. He liked it a lot. We started talking about Life as a Highway because he was talking about racing. So I go today to check, as I often do, film releases on this date, birthdays, what have you. Cars was released on this day and the song Life is a Highway, which is perfect for the movie Cars, was released today. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You
so
know,
we're gonna talk about Cars a little more.
Honestly, why I think it was ranked in my top five is because I actually went to that movie on my, because it's my birthday today. I went when I was
going to surprise. Go ahead.
Sorry for ruining your surprise.
Are you drunk?
I went on my birthday when it was released. I can't remember how old I was, but yeah, it was my favorite movie because I saw it on my birthday. Had a lot of my friends there. We watched Cars.
That is a fun birthday. From yeah. What were you, like six? I mean, that's a phenomenal.
Exactly. Yeah, that was around that birthday.
So I can't keep a surprise forever. So my gift to you, and it didn't really cost me anything, but I was going to pretend I forgot your birthday and then have Katie sing you a quick happy birthday, but you already let the cat out of the bag. So we'll do it anyway, though. It'll yeah. be fun. And it's a good.
Love that.
Do you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 25 today.
25. Quarter century. Are you happy where you're at in life right now? 25 years old, you lived a quarter of a century, you've graduated college, you get this cool radio gig. Give us a quick update on Conrad's life.
Yeah, I absolutely love where I am right now. It's, you know, it's really nice to be by myself right now. I love living by myself. Just 7 months ago, pretty much, is when I got this job in Green Bay, moved up here, and I love it. I love it so far.
That's fantastic. It's and you got your own place. That's yep. pretty cool. You live by Lambeau Field. You told me several months ago that was like kind of a, not a dream, but you thought it'd be cool to live over there, right?
Yeah. Every time I go on the highway, I just see the G from the Lambeau Field, and it's awesome.
Yeah. That would be awesome for a young Packer fan such as yourself, a 25-year-old Packer fan. It is pretty cool. I mean, I even, like, look, when I would visit, when I didn't even live in the Midwest, I would come back and go, we'd get picked up at the airport and I'd go, I can't believe there's an NFL team in this city. Like, you just, it really takes a while to wrap your head around that.
Yeah.
And then you kind of take it for granted because you see it every day, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
All right. I think we missed our Cars opportunity, the clip. Maybe we'll do that next segment, but, cause you kind of hog the floor with all your birthday talk.
I'm sorry.
Kidding. So did you see any movies this weekend?
I saw two movies this weekend. I saw the new Hitman on Netflix.
Same. We'll and talk about that.
I also saw Challengers.
Okay. Nice work.
It was on Prime right. and I rented it. I was like, I have to see it. Because your son your son said that it was an amazing movie. So I was like, all right, I'll check it out.
He said that on the air, so yeah. It's documented.
Exactly.
What did you think?
I thought it was really good.
It was pretty cool.
I really liked it.
I have to admit, and I'm older than you, but I'm watching this going, what am I watching? Like, what is that? Like, these three people start making out, and then it's just the dudes, and she's just watching, and then it's, oh, yeah, it's about tennis, and then there's this great soundtrack. That movie was just so different, like, and I had to digest it for a couple days, but, yeah, I liked it, too. I thought it was really cool. Okay, so we're going to talk, and neither one of us saw Bad Boys, though.
Well, I mean, was that on your list? Because I was not going to see it.
Yeah, it was on my list because I've been ripping on it so much, but it got good reviews. It crushed at the box office, so we'll talk about that. But we're going to talk about a lot of things because I saw Hitman 2, and it was excellent, and we'll talk about that. Terry Bell's going to be here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about giant spiders. Now, that's a Nightlight Monday night, folks. Great to have you with me. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
One of the most sang songs ever. It's my grandpa's favorite song. You ever hear Tony Bennett sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I think I have.
Incredible.
Yeah.
We decided to play the original in honor of Judy Garland's birthday today. She died many years ago. I'm excited. I have a guest in studio, which I often do in Madison. There's a ton of really cool, interesting people here. And one of them is sitting right next to me right now. And good friend.
Where?
Well, you just kicked him out, Terry. Terry Bell is here, a Civic Media News Director. Great to have you, buddy.
Hey, Pete.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks. It's a beautiful night.
It's
my goodness.
Gorgeous night. Conrad, did you say hi to Terry?
Hey, Conrad.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
If you want to know what the weather is like up in Green Bay, Conrad is your guy.
Okay.
And you know what he does? He looks out the window and he kind of surmises the weather, much like I would do here, although there was a monsoon tornado, crazy tornado the last time I was here. I didn't even do our question tonight, K-Man. You know what we're going to do, Conrad?
What's that?
On Friday, our question of the night was the worst movie franchise ever. Tonight is what is the best movie franchise? Or what is your favorite movie franchise? Let us know what you think, folks. Always fun to read your texts on the air. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is the best movie franchise, or what is your favorite movie franchise? Do you have one, Terry?
You know, as soon as you mentioned that, the first thought that came to mind was James Bond, 007.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I mean, the best Bonds are spectacular. There have been some turkeys, but the good ones are outstanding.
You know what? What's hard to watch are the Sean Connery ones. And when I was a kid, I
really
loved Sean
Connery. My favorite.
Well, I like him as an actor, but yeah, what did I see? I saw one not too long ago, but Roger Moore.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, so Roger Moore was Bond when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so everybody my age thought he was the best Bond. Everybody my parents' age thought Sean Connery was the best Bond. Right. And it wasn't until after Roger Moore that there was like this succession of Bonds after that. But as I get older and I look back at them, Connery has definitely grown on me. And it can really, you know, and he can really, stick it to Alex Trebek too. So
I like him as Bond. I like him as an actor. I just thought some of them, I mean, whatever.
We can disagree. You don't have to backpedal.
No. You made me kind of think, and I do like Sean Connery as an actor. The movies are just dated. You know, here's an example.
Oh, are they ever?
Yes. Here's an example. I watched over the weekend a film called The Man Who Knew Too Much. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Stewart. It's a Hitchcock film. You ever see it?
Yeah.
The movie that tried to do too much. It's insane. It made no sense. And then the way it ended, critics raved about that film. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, this is not even barely watchable for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't you hate that when a movie is built up and you finally see it and you're like, yeah.
I feel like I should watch it. And I kept it like on my list to watch because I was like, I have this great movie to watch, this classic. And I just watched Rear Window a week ago.
Now that's a good one.
Oh, that's incredible. One of my, it's in my top five.
I still have to say my favorite Hitchcock, and I still say it's one of the most perfect movies ever made, North by Northwest.
Love it.
Oh.
Love it.
That is the proverbial romp.
Absolutely. And when the scenes in the cornfield where he's running, it's just, where do you come up with that?
Yeah.
It's so great.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that, yeah.
It's one of my favorite lines, too, when I have A mother, two ex-wives, and several bartenders were depending on me.
I love that
one. Okay, so you said James Bond is your favorite
movie franchise. It's the one that came to mind. If I thought about it some more, I might come up with some others. But when you, as soon as you say movie franchise, you know, well, God, you know, Star Wars, of course.
I would say pound for pound for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's barely a franchise, but The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
One and two.
Oh, for sure.
Even three brings the curve down, but it's still because of the other
Those
two.
First two Godfather movies, yeah.
Two of the best of all time, yeah. And I would say it's funny because a franchise can take a turn, too, because I loved the original Rocky. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
They can kind of go back for the cash cow a little too often.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Roger Craig? James Bond.
Oh,
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig as Bond?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him just fine.
I like him too, yeah. I can eat. Conrad, favorite franchise. What do you think, buddy?
Well, so, I mean, last week I said Star Wars and Harry Potter. I'll give something different today. And it has to be just the Marvel films. I watch every single one. So,
okay.
Yeah. Favorite movie though is Captain America Civil War.
That's a good one. You can't, I mean, when I put this question out there, I kind of thought most of the guests or most of the answers I would get would be the superhero Marvel.
Sure.
I do like Christopher Nolan's Batmans a lot. I'm not really a Marvel guy necessarily, but you know, I don't know. Yeah, there's some good ones out there. But that's our question tonight, folks. So jump in if you want. We got a few texts here on the text line that say most of it's contest, which is very cool. What about Jeffries? And then there's a movie camera. This is Chris from Janesville, the 608. That was in Janesville. I don't know that. I don't know that film, Chris.
Jeffries.
We were just talking about.
Drawing a blank.
Rear Window, L.B. Jeffries was Jimmy Stewart's name, but this text came in about 18 minutes ago. Sherry says, good evening, Pete. Good evening, Sherry. How are you? Great to have you with us. Sherry also says, hi, Conrad and Terry. Sherry is a loyal listener. And then from the 920, Aaron Zommer says, welcome to the Quarter Century Club. Aaron, can we hear you, Aaron? There's Aaron.
Sure, yeah, I'm here.
Are you a solid member of the Quarter Century Club?
I am 25 years old as well.
Wow, so there's a lot to talk about. We could time capsule this night.
I guess.
put this the recording of this show in there. So that's awesome. So, yeah, let us know. Katie Scullin will be here at 8:20, up and coming. Fast rising, is that what you say? She's such a great singer-songwriter. And you've heard her before.
I have, yeah. I mean, Madison, the one thing I love about living in this town is it is one of the great small cities in America for its music scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's a small city, but to me, it doesn't feel small. Like, you can do pretty much everything here.
There are some,
you know,
venues here. My gosh. I mean, Robert Plant at Breeze Stevens Field last weekend was a huge hit. With the Sylvie just around the corner is amazing. It was Alison Krauss.
I didn't mean
to give her a short shrift. Sorry about
that's
that.
All right.
And the Sylvie is an amazing venue. The High Noon Saloon's been around forever. The Majestic, and a bunch of other little clubs that I'm don't come to mind at the moment. But it is just great to just be around all this talent, and it's kind of exciting. I, you know, play a little game in my mind when I'm out and about and listening, you know, who just might be the next person to, you know, bust out and really do some cool things. Monica Martin's doing some great things in Los Angeles. Rain Stern, too.
It's funny that you mentioned The Majestic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a film called The Majestic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great story behind how that got made. We can talk about that next.
Okay.
And that'll tie into our old movie theater story that
you
turned me on to. So,
yeah.
See that segue? I'm getting better, man.
That's why you get paid the big money.
Yeah, right. All right, Terry Bell is here. We're going to talk old movie theaters next. And Giant Spiders, a really cool film that was shot here in Wisconsin back in the 70s in northern Wisconsin. Up in the nape of the woods, the nape of the way, the neck of the woods, where I come from. So we'll talk about that next, too. Some great in-studio entertainment. Katie Scullin will be here a little later singing for us. Just a great night here in Madison at Civic Media. You'll never walk
alone. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. 11 weeks after the cargo ship crash that caused the Baltimore Highway Bridge collapse, the Harbor Shipping Channel is fully reopened, says the Army Corps of Engineers. This after they removed the last big piece of the broken span this past weekend, says Colonel S.T. Pinchason.
We pulled out a full span of what used to be 695. That's four lanes of traffic of width of a piece of wreckage that came up.
Dropping another 9 cents over the past week, the average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline in the U.S., says the Energy Department, to $3.42. Donald Trump today had his mandatory pre-sentencing interview with New York probation officers in the federal hush money case. The federal judge overseeing Mr. Trump's classified documents case has just denied one of a series of Trump lawyer motions to dismiss many of the counts against him. Hunter Biden's federal gun trial jury deliberations continue tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for an $800 million budget increase to support University of Wisconsin schools. Several UW schools have faced campus closures, staff layoffs, and program cuts, which Governor Evers intends to address with this budget increase. For years, the Republican-led legislature has denied UW budget increases. The new executive budget will be introduced in 2025. Judge Susan Crawford has entered the race that will determine majority control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Crawford is a liberal judge who will oppose conservative Judge Brad Schimel. As a private attorney, Crawford represented Wisconsin Planned Parenthood and defended access to abortion care. Schimel, her opponent, has advocated for enforcing Wisconsin's criminal abortion ban. After an election on April 1st of next year, the winner will serve a 10-year term. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Pat Sajak's days of letting contestants know they blew it in his not-so-subtle way may be over, but he took one more opportunity last week to mock a contestant. The correct answer was facts and figures, and a contestant named Allison guessed boats and hangers. Pat remarked, "So not close." He told her the correct answer, opened the envelope, and let her know she lost out on $40,000. Don't worry, Allison, that game is a lot easier when you have the answer in your hand or the comfort of your own living room. In more snarky Sajak news, Pat is not retiring. According to Deadline, Sajak is in Honolulu, Hawaii, executive producing and starring in a murder mystery play based on the pilot episode of TV's Columbo called Prescription Murder. The show is actually a fundraiser for other theaters in Hawaii, and Sajak's run will go through August of 2025. Sajak has been hosting Wheel of Fortune since 1981. Who knew that all those years he really just wanted to do dinner theater? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s. Showers and thunderstorms around tomorrow morning and midday, mostly cloudy for the afternoon and a high in the mid-70s. Mid-80s Wednesday, more storms possible, especially in the afternoon and evening when some of the storms could be strong. It's 69 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
You got Nightlight on a Monday night, folks, live from Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting statewide from here over beautiful State Street. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell is in studio hanging out. How could your Monday? Maybe that should be our question.
Well, it's
if
early.
If your Monday can get better, you let us know how that's going to happen.
Early.
Aaron Zomers is here. We even got a text from Andrew in Verona. He says you got Zomers there too. That's right. So, And I know you're sticking around, Aaron. You'd probably be home, but come on, this is fun, right?
Get to hang out with Pete Schwabba and Terry Bell and
in
Conrad
the same
digitally.
Building. Conrad's here digitally, constantly updating his weather forecast. Conrad, what's new up there?
Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. That's why he's the best color commentaries. What's the line from?
Yeah, it's the best color guy in the business, something like that.
Don't call him the best.
Major League?
Yeah. I butchered it. Jim from Appleton says, favorite franchise is probably Harry Potter, followed closely by Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah.
I actually get those two mixed up sometimes. I do. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not the Hobbit. This is the Frodo one. That's the... if you have a problem getting into the modern trilogy, go back and watch the Ralph Bakshi? Bakshi version first.
Oh, sure.
It's a nice synopsis of the story, and the animation is cool. You know what? I should do that because...
I remember that from when I was a kid.
Do you?
Yeah. I think I was about middle school, maybe.
I'm behind on these, and I've had a lot of friends that have told me, especially with Harry Potter, they don't typically like that genre, but they start... they pick up a book, and then they can't put them down. And they read all of them. They see all the movies, so... I don't know why I've seen parts, but I've got to do that. So that's actually a great suggestion, Jim. Thank you. So Terry is here. Terry, maybe a month ago, you told me about a film called The Giant Spider Invasion.
I know.
And this film...
I've been pestering you for a long time to see it.
You have, and I saw it, and now I told you I was so excited, and you were like, oh, I don't remember much about it. I'll have to... so you kind of did a total...
I still want to go back. I was gonna prep for a segment, and then somebody stole my thunder last week.
Wait, what happened?
Didn't you say somebody was talking about the movie on your show last week?
Yes, they did. But yeah, mostly about the director, Bill Redbane. I think that's how you say it. Rebane. He's 87 and still makes movies. And he is the director of this. It was made in 1978. And I love the cast. Alan Hale from Gilligan's Island.
The Skipper.
Barbara the Skipper. Barbara Hale. And a bunch of other names that look familiar, but... The movie was all about, like, just having fun.
It's the height of kitsch.
Yes.
It really is.
There's one point.
It's one of those so bad it's good movies.
Yeah, exactly. And there's one point where Alan Hale looks at a guy, a photographer from the paper, who comes in and he goes, hey, little buddy. Like, wait a minute. That's Gilligan's Island. You're just...
A little meta.
And then at one point, he totally breaks the fourth wall and looks right at the camera and talks to the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a shot where a girl walks out of the kitchen and she's in underwear and the camera just goes right at her butt and follows her for like 3 seconds.
Why not? Yeah.
It's insane. And then you got these big spiders from outer space. It was just such a, Terry, I found myself watching it going, what would I have thought of this in 1978? Or if I was an adult when this came out? Because last night I was watching it and I enjoyed it for those reasons. It was just so bizarre. You know,
and just what adds to it, it was set in and shot in just Merrill, just outside of Wausau.
Merrill and like Saxon, and they mentioned Marinette at one point. They mentioned, was it Eagle River? I don't know, but it was almost like he was trying to include various parts of Wisconsin in the film.
Right.
It was just nuts.
And I think, like a lot of people, my introduction to that movie was on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh,
where
nice.
They sent it up on that show.
Oh, I wish I would have seen
And
that.
The creator of that show, Joel Hodgson.
Yeah.
I think grew up in Baraboo or Reedsburg or someplace like that. He's lived most of his career spent in the Twin Cities, but he's a Wisconsin guy. So anyway, my favorite part of Giant Spider Invasion from MST3K anyway was this was right after the Packers had won the Super Bowl about 30 years ago. Brett Favre, Mike Holmgren, that bunch. And
So there was these scenes throughout the movie that are like the mob of villagers would run in and out of frame. And whenever they did that, the three guys watching the movies go, Packers won the Super Bowl. Woo, Packers. And because that was pretty much Wisconsin.
That's great.
In 1992 or whenever that was.
Oh, that is really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, and then, you know, they go into some stuff that you wouldn't normally do now. Like, they insinuated that this guy, I don't know if he is the younger girl's, and she wasn't a girl, she's like 25. Like, mm-hmm. her uncle is like, are you sure we're related? Like, jokes like that, yeah. like he wants to get with her and stuff like that. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, the 70s were a different time.
They sure were. And these spiders, I mean, they attack people. They come out of these little things. They grow to be humongous. And then you got the angry townspeople that go mm-hmm. after the spider. And it had a little bit of everything.
And the special effects.
Yes.
Let's not forget.
No. That saucer heading for Earth was like looked like a game of Pong or something. It was hilarious.
And wasn't one of the spiders actually a Volkswagen Bug with like arms attached
oh,
to it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, covered in
that
fur.
Makes sense.
And then, yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. This guy, this... Bill Rebane, I hope I'm saying his name right, but mm-hmm. he, in 2022, he ran for governor of Wisconsin. And he didn't win because I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, that's off my radar.
You would have known that, being the newsman that you are.
That's true. Bad on me.
But anyway, very fun. Kitschy is a great way to, I would have mm-hmm. said schmaltzy.
Sure, yeah.
But kitschy works better.
Does it?
Because I think schmaltz is just like comedy, like kind of what Bill Murray does, you know, like. When he does that lounge singer character.
Sure.
That to me is like vintage or perfect schmaltz. So kitschy, I think, fits here. Anyway. So thank you for that recommendation.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
Now I want to see it again.
You've got Terry Bell is here with me in studio. He's the Civic Media News Director, hanging out with me on a Monday night here in Wisconsin, in downtown Madison at Civic Media headquarters. You said to me today... I watched a lot of movies this weekend.
Yeah.
But you said you wanted to see Maxine. I don't know much about it. And then you said you wanted to see In a Violent Nature. And my buddy Ben Reiser was on the show last week and said he loves that movie. He's seen it three times and it's supposed to be excellent.
Yeah. So, you know, segueing from, you know, kind of a bad horror to good horror.
Yeah.
I was prepared to come on and talk about, you know, just kind of my... whether I was leaning against In a Violent Nature. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And I was debating whether or not I want to see it. I saw Ben's recommendation and then I thought, I got to rethink this.
Yeah.
Cause that's how highly I think of Ben's opinion.
Same.
Yeah. So, it's a lot. He says if Terrence Malick directed a slasher,
right. Oh, that was a really interesting comp.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I've heard that it's more gore than like Texas Chainsaw Massacre type.
And I'm kind of squeamish and I hear the kills Same. Are long right. and gruesome and I don't know if I would be up for that.
But by the same token, if this is what in this genre, if it's done well and it's maybe one of the best ever made in that genre, you have to see it, right?
This is what I taught myself years ago, that I tried to get out of my little box and I knew, so there are genres of movies and any kind of entertainment that people are drawn to and just simply not drawn to.
Right.
I like all kinds of movies, but all throughout my life, I've just never felt pulled toward horror or westerns.
Right.
Don't know why.
Interesting.
Just they just never spoke to me. But I realized at some point I'm missing out on some good stories.
Yeah.
Because of this prejudice that I have. So I loaded up my queue with westerns and horror movies that I heard were really good stories, and I've seen some excellent movies that way.
Yeah.
And I really got energized. 2022 was a great year for horror. There are some outstanding movies, scary stories aimed at adults that don't insult your intelligence.
Right.
And they were just fantastic. And I've been really energized by the X trilogy, and the third movie is coming out on the 5th of July.
Okay.
Maxine.
That's part of that X?
It
okay,
is.
I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Ty West, yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm eager to see how that trilogy wraps up. I thought X was fantastic. I thought Pearl was like nothing I'd ever seen on the screen before. It was just that unique and exciting.
X is the one where they try to make an adult film.
Yes.
And it turns into a horror film. I did start watching that per your recommendation, and mm-hmm. I don't remember why I stopped. I watched about 15 minutes of it, and I turned it off just when it was getting interesting. Not because I didn't like it, just one of those things that you're like, I'm going to come back to this, and mm-hmm. I just never did. So that's still on my list, too. I didn't realize it was a trilogy, though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's the first movie, X, set in 1979. The second movie, and I don't think I'm giving too much away, is the origin story of the killer in X,
okay,
Pearl.
Okay.
And that's set during World War One, and it is its own thing, so spectacular. It's the way it's shot. It is replicating Technicolor.
Okay.
And it's kind of like if The Wizard of Oz was a horror movie, and there are a lot of nods to The Wizard of Oz in Pearl. Yeah. Okay. But it's about this young woman who grows up. She's very frustrated in her small, remote Texas town in World War One. Wants to be a movie star, and things go horribly, horribly wrong.
Oh, that's cool. yeah, I will go back to those. I just didn't. And then, all right, so that's In a Violent Nature, Maxine. And then there was something else I wanted to talk to you about that you had seen recently. Well, you like Hitchcock, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what are your favorite Hitchcock films?
Well, I mentioned North by Northwest.
Right, and Rear Window.
Yeah, I think those are two you just absolutely cannot go wrong with. I'm embarrassed. I've never seen Rope.
And oh, really?
That is a really exciting concept. And,
yeah.
Much to my embarrassment, I have not seen it.
Yeah, I recommend that. You know what I did not like as much? There's two of them, actually. Vertigo
mm-hmm.
and The Birds.
Vertigo's a lot.
Yeah.
And I know it's supposed to be, you know, the greatest movie of all time in the estimation of many people. And I don't doubt that they have a strong case to make for that. I've seen it twice and appreciate it a great deal. I'm not sure if I love it as much as many people do.
I don't either. I don't know what it was, but it was the same with The Birds. Like, I just, like, there's something about, even though Rear Window is a set, it's very real to me. You got these characters, and I didn't know this till recently. They built that set at Paramount. It was the biggest movie set ever built at the time.
Hmm.
And there are pictures that exist of a huge jib arm coming in over the courtyard right to Lars Sorwell's apartment. You got Hitchcock standing over by, like, Miss Lonely Heart's balcony watching the filming. It's really cool if you like that kind of genre. Somehow I feel like this should be October. We're talking about horror films.
No kidding.
But,
it's June.
There's a lot of them coming out, though. There's some of The Watchers.
Talking about breezy summer fun.
Yeah. We got The Watchers. We got the new M. Night, his daughter just put a film out.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's The Watchers, I think. Okay. The Strangers came out a few weeks ago.
Right.
The Watchers came out. Did not do that well, but it's out there for horror fans. Conrad, you have a favorite horror film?
I don't watch horror films. I can't do it. So I would say none of them.
None of them. Okay. You hate them all the same.
Exactly.
It's not my thing either, but I did see a film called Barbarian last summer.
Yes.
That was very creepy.
Yes.
And really well done.
Extremely well done.
How about in the middle of the film, all of a sudden we meet Justin Long. We're out in L.A.
I know. The movie just turns on a dime like that.
Yeah. But it all ties back into the plot.
It comes back, but it's jarring at the moment.
And it's so creepy with what was happening. It's like in this little – it takes place in a bed and breakfast in, like, Flint – or mm-hmm. Lansing or something like that?
Detroit.
Yeah, maybe outside Detroit, but it was like...
It's in a like blighted neighborhood in Detroit, this Airbnb, and she shows up in the middle of the night, so she has no appreciation for just what a bad part of town she's in until the next day.
And there's a guy already there, double booked. You think he's going to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Then you find out there are things under the house. It's awful. All right. When coming up next, Terry and I are going to talk about the oldest movie theater that he alerted me to. In America. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
These days.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Craig Anthony Knit, I'm saying that right, the K is not silent, was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he is the one who mentioned Bill Reban, the director of the Giant Spider Invasion. So he says, I love that you're talking Giant Spider. I'm writing a sequel that gets even more heady. Bill likes it so far. So just give me a thumbs up or down, Craig, if I'm pronouncing his name right. I think it's Bill Reban. Oh, there it is. Reban. Is that Ray? That would be Ray-Ban.
Rabane.
That sounds more directorial, Rabane. Also, Terry, we'll be showing it in Wauwega on October 4th with Bill Rabane. I smell a remote broadcast from that, possibly.
You know it.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig. That's good to know. So the other thing you told me about, Terry, which I thought was really cool, was this movie theater.
Yeah.
The oldest in the world.
Now, if you were to guess, you know, just out of the blue, ask somebody, where do you think the world's oldest continually operating movie theater is? You would guess maybe somewhere in Europe, or London? Maybe some big metropolitan United States city. No, it's in Washington, Iowa.
What the heck?
Yeah. That's what I said.
It's the oldest now, but that doesn't mean they were the first. They've just kept it going.
Right.
Which is still pretty cool.
Yeah. So this one dates back to 1897. I think they've been screening movies there too. Now there's a theater somewhere in France, I think even Paris, which opened a couple of years earlier, but they didn't start showing movies there until later. And then also I think they took a pause during World War II.
Okay.
So this, the State Theater in Washington, Iowa, has been operating continuously as a movie theater since, like I say, 1897, I think. And I think they even were open as much as they could be during COVID.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. The link that you sent me had an article from the Des Moines Register, I think, and they had these great old photos. It's one of those theaters you just want to, you don't care what's playing, you just want to go in there and get that movie theater smell and like have the experience, you know.
One of my favorite pages I follow on Facebook is movie theater architecture, and there are some gorgeous movie palaces. I feel you're a Chicago guy, you'll appreciate this. One of the great treats of my life is I got to see Citizen Kane at the Pickwick in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That's a great theater.
It is fantastic.
My theater growing up in my neighborhood where I grew up in Chicago, on Milwaukee Avenue, was the Portage Theater. And then there was the Patio, which was on Irving Park Road. Two old theaters. I think the Portage is still there, but they had the Park Ridge, the Pickwick had this too, the stars on the ceiling. And the Barrymore here has that, I think. The Barrymore has that old feel too, but you just look up and it made going to the movie such a magical experience. It was about more than just the movie.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And multiplexes, you know, you can make a great case for them, but, you know, they all pretty much look the same.
Correct.
Whereas these old movie palaces, they all were unique. You knew which room you were in.
Definitely. And the new ones, you know, some of them, I was at a movie premiere in Detroit last fall, and the seats were like, You almost don't want seats that comfortable at a movie because you can nod off and it was
you're in danger of falling asleep.
Yeah, and the sound is pristine and beautiful, but to me, it's like you just can't beat those old theaters. I don't know if you heard about this. Will Smith, where do you stand on Will Smith?
Oh, boy. What's it been, a year and a half or so since
a little over a year.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That recently. I think the guy deserves this. Everybody deserves. I'm a big guy for second chances, so I guess he deserves a redemption tour.
He's at getting some point. He's dead. That was 2 years ago. I'm sorry. It was March 27th of 2022. Okay. So I agree with you in theory, but this guy, what he did was just so crazy.
Oh, it was brazen and stupid. I'll give him a chance if he shows some genuine remorse and tries to make things better. But yes, in that moment, he was completely out of line.
And I guess that's my problem with it is like, I don't know that I've seen that remorse. It was while I was dealing with this or while it was just, no, I'm sorry.
Just
there's
own it.
No excuse.
Just own it.
Own it.
You're grown
and say,
man.
I messed up. I can't even believe I did that. Chris is great. Whatever you have to say.
Yeah.
But he's doing this thing. He showed up in a movie theater to watch Bad Boys 4 with a crowd, sat right in the middle. Nobody knew it was him until the lights came on, and then the theater manager's there filming it all. Pardon me. And then outside, there's a camera waiting to film him interacting with the commoners. And it was a big social media stunt, you know, making him look like he's a man of the people. And then, it's just disingenuous.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. You know,
that just smacks of phony. Like I say, it's publicity stuff.
And I'm mad that I'd be kind of ripping out. It's such a tired, the buddy cop franchise. Boy, if you're going to keep churning them out, they better be great. And this one got great reviews. And it's like saved the summer box office temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Like it crushed at the box office last weekend. So I'm kind of mad about that. I'm like, you know, but whatever. He got his second chance. He's back. And what is there a movie you want to see this summer that you haven't seen that's on your list?
Well, mostly I'm pretty excited for Maxine, as I mentioned. And that's about the only one currently on I'm a busy guy, Pete.
Yeah,
I
you are.
A lot to do.
I appreciate
we've
being
been,
here.
We've been planning a
gave
Civic
up the jazzercise class to be here with me tonight. I appreciate
exactly.
that.
We've been busy getting ready for the Civic Media's coverage of the two big political conventions this summer.
What?
No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah. There's
a lot going you on. Had me going. I fell for that hook, line, and sticker.
That's what I do, Terry. Come on, you should tell me by now.
Yeah.
Conrad, how's it going?
Well, the weather has not changed yet. It's going
Conrad,
great.
5 minute outlook. We got some text here. I'm falling behind. Sherry from Horicon says hi, Aaron. Sherry didn't want to leave you out, Aaron. That's nice. Sherry never leaves anybody out. Matrix, Star Trek, old one and old one lost in space from Tom in New Berlin. Yeah, okay. Do the Matrix hold up though? I saw those recently, and I didn't think it was.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know because I loved it when it came out. You know.
There are movies I want to go back and see, movies that I loved in my 20s that at this point in my life, I wonder if I would love them as much, whether I would see them
I'm
in a
with
different
you.
Way now.
Tom also says, hail Will Robinson from Lost in Space. Well done, Tom. The Robot? I don't know what that is. What is that? Is
never
that the,
heard of it.
Yeah, I don't think I... And then Steve, Conrad's dad, checking in from Florida. I got to say, the Harry Potter franchise, it brings back good memories with the family as we all look forward to the next sequel. Harry and his friends eventually brought down Lord Voldemort. I have to see these. This is ridiculous. And then he says, happy birthday, son. So there you go. Thanks, Conrad, you got another happy birthday wish. That's awesome. I'll read more of your text, and we'll have more with Terry Bell. Katie Scullin is in the house, and we'll get set up. She'll be here soon. Great to have you with me on this Monday night, live from Madison. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba joins us from 10:30 to 11 o'clock. We are on the road live from our headquarters in Madison. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.